This is episode 11, The Law of Emergence, with Derek Rydell. Hello and welcome to the Real Raw You podcast. My name is Jenna Clackard, former corporate executive turned lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, we bring you a new guest to inspire you to live more, love more, and be the real raw you. This episode is sponsored by The Law of Emergence with Derek Rydell. Derek has put together a special offer just for this call, and it is The Law of Emergence, so listen for that. This episode is also sponsored by my program, The Life Design School, where we integrate biology, a form of body work, so that you can flow your wealth and create the life of your dreams. Learn more about the Life Design School at lifedesignschool.org. Today we're talking with Derek Rydell on emerging into our awakened wealth. Welcome to the Real Raw You podcast. What is awakened wealth to you?
Yeah, you know, and even before we start, I want to just actually invite everyone to consider the possibility that, because we hear so many of these trainings and teachings and read books, and there's so much of this, and sometimes this moment becomes just a means to some future end. And I want to invite everyone to come to this moment and imagine, what if this call, this day, this moment, could be the moment and the call that absolutely shifts your consciousness and that opens you up to everything that you've been trying to achieve and to express in your life? What if this could actually happen? Because so often we've done so many that there's a little bit of a thing like, you know, it's like one more tool, but what if that shift could happen today? It's because this moment is the only moment when it's going to happen. And I just invite everybody just to take a breath and to get really present and set the intention that this is the moment that you're going to look back on and go, that's when it all turned around for me. You can set that intention right now, and some powerful, powerful things will begin to unfold for you. So for me, awakened wealth there's a lot to it, and we're going to, of course, get into that, but it really comes from my own experience of having struggled for years and years and years, being broke, broken, living off of 19-cent boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese in a little one-room apartment, losing the love of my life, and becoming so, you know, in struggling to improve myself and heal my past and all of these techniques and things. And all that it improved was my ability to describe how screwed up I was.
Right.
I got really good at articulating all the reasons why my life wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't cause any real transformation, and I was still struggling. And I won't go into the whole story. Many of you may have heard it, but ultimately I had a near-death experience, and I had an opening, and I discovered and saw that there was this dimension of us that has never been damaged, and so it doesn't need to be improved, and it's already whole and complete and already contains everything that we need to be all that we were created to be, so you can't add anything to it. And that all of my efforts to get and achieve and attract and manifest were coming from this false self-concept that I was broken, inadequate, that something was missing, that I wasn't enough. And so that no matter how hard I tried and no matter what great technique I used, the underlying premise was wrong. And so even when I know many, many people like this, managed to manifest a bigger paycheck, I just found myself broke at a higher income bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Because the underlying self that I was trying to improve was a fallacy. It was a fiction. It doesn't exist. And worse than that, it was exacerbating the feelings of inadequacy. You know, how many people have you met that get the bigger house and the better car, and they feel less at home, and they feel less secure, and they're more anxious? So it actually exacerbated all of these core fears and beliefs. And all of it was based on this fundamental flaw that I was separate from the good that I wanted and that I needed to go out and get it or make it happen. And the realization was that it was already in me and I needed to open up and make it welcome. And that just like the oak tree is already in the acorn, And when the acorn is planted in the right conditions, the oak naturally unfolds and emerges. The acorn doesn't have to go out and attract an oak. It doesn't have to achieve an oak. It doesn't have to become worthy of an oak. The oak is already there, and everything that it needs to manifest the oak comes directly out of the soil and directly through that invisible process within the acorn to produce the oak. And the same exact process works for us. We get to draw directly out of our own consciousness, out of the soil of our own soul, the raw material to manifest anything. And I mean out of seemingly nothingness, when there's no way, we can absolutely create a way directly out of this principle and out of this substance. And that's the true meaning of awakened wealth. And that no matter what conditions you've been planted in, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're currently in, when you understand this principle and you apply it, all of that no longer becomes an obstacle, and you can just generate whatever you need directly. And the idea and intention today is to show you how to turn on that inner power plant, that inner wealth machine, so you can start generating whatever you need, and oftentimes better than you can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving this already. So what do you find, where do we start with this? I know that you have, there are seven gifts that you talk about that unlock massive abundance and wealth, and that come really from the core of our being. But where do we start with this? I want you to just take the lead here. Because I know that so many people are like in this three-dimensional place, and they're trying and they're trying and they're trying and they're doing and they're doing and they're doing, and they're like, ah, why is this such hard work?
Yes.
And it is because they're not coming from that space of true congruence where they just know that they can and are phenomenal, and from that space they can create phenomenal wealth and phenomenal being and phenomenal relationships. And I know that you're really the expert at this, and this is what you talk about. So where do we start with this?
Well, you said so many important things there, and the big key word of congruence. And I just want to say also before we jump into that is, because it's true, we've tried so many things, and I know so many people listening are struggling, and they've bought into the hypnotic wealth spell that the economy isn't good, or that their life is dependent on that, and all of this stuff. And I really want one of the most important places to start with is to understand it's not your fault. That it's not your fault, because we beat ourselves up. I think it's such an interesting thing that so many of us have come into the pattern that the way to grow into being more loving and abundant and peaceful people is to beat ourselves up to that, you know, and it doesn't work. And when you understand that what's happened is that there's these thought viruses, there's these hypnotic spells that have been cast about what is wealth, what is its true nature, where does it exist, where does it come from. And you were born into that field of these false concepts that have been operating on you and kind of acting out through you. And so it's absolutely not your fault. So I want to encourage you to just take away all the blame starting now.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that this is what's happened. You've been hypnotized. You've been running around on the stage of life chasing a white poodle that doesn't exist. And when I count backwards to three and snap my fingers, we're going to all wake up together. And so that's the first
thing. Yeah.
Right? Okay, because it's just a hypnotic spell. And I want to actually start with that, because that's one of the first things to understand. Well, what is wealth? And what I can tell you what wealth isn't dollar bills, wealth isn't stocks and bonds, wealth isn't houses and cars and jobs. All of that is what's called the evidence of wealth, or the evidence of abundance consciousness. Just the same way that a tree, and when it's lush with fruit, the fruit on the tree is not the wealth of the tree. The fruit is not the wealth. It is the effect or the evidence of the wealth, which is invisible, which is an invisible process that can draw the raw materials out of the soil and turn that, transmute that through its own alchemical process into the sap and the blossom and the marble and the fruit And that's why when a farmer sees a tree and it's barren after giving up all of its fruit, the farmer doesn't go, well, that tree's broke, and cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer knows that tree is just as wealthy and abundant as ever, because it's not fooled to think the fruit is the wealth. And so it knows if it keeps the root healthy, that it will continue to produce the fruit over and over, season upon season, harvest after harvest. And if the root is deep enough and strong enough, even if there's a drought, even if there's heavy storms, heavy winds, lots of creatures attacking it, if the roots are deep and strong enough, none of that can stop that tree from bearing rich fruit again and again and again. So it's not about the fruit, it's about the root. And we've already talked about that, that the root is inside of you. It's that healthy connection with who and what you really are, and a congruence, which we're going to talk about today, so that you believe it, you feel it, you know it, and you begin to walk and talk and act as if you are anchored in that place within. And that's then when that's healthy and strong, it doesn't matter what the economy is, doesn't matter what seems to be taken away, doesn't matter what people say or do, you will be able to activate and generate and produce that fruit over and over again, that wealth over and over again, because the wealth is your consciousness and your conscious connection to that part of you that's able to generate it. So we can look at nature and see that. So that's the first thing. That's what we've been hypnotized to believe, that if we look at our bank account and there's a certain amount of dollars, that's how much wealth we have. No, that doesn't tell you at all how much wealth you have. That just tells you how much you've generated, but it doesn't tell you how much wealth you have. If you look at any of your, and when you start to pull your attention away from that and stop judging by that, because every time what happens is that we see the dollars in our bank account, or we see the, you know, whatever our job situation is or our business level is, and then we judge based on that appearance, and then we lower our frequency and our vibration to match that, because that's what happens when you judge and react to the appearance, and we bring ourselves down to match it. So now we just keep producing the same effect. And it's kind of like, you know, right now where you are, your favorite music is playing, music that would inspire you and transform you, and information that would change your life. It's broadcasting right where you are, but you can't experience it unless you tune the dial of your radio to the station where it's playing. And when you tune the dial into that radio, that's becoming congruent. Your frequency now is congruent with that station where your music is playing. But you didn't make that music happen. You made it welcome. And it wasn't in your future, and it wasn't in the distance. It was playing right where you are. You just were not tuned in. And every time you focus on what's going on in your life and let that determine what's true about you, it's like tuning your frequency down to station KLACK, KLAC. And every time you do not let the appearances determine what you feel and what you think and what you believe, and you start tuning into the truths and the principles we're talking about today, you start tuning your dial up to K-Rich, K-R-I-C-H. And then no matter what the circumstances are, you are now congruent, and that will naturally produce more and more abundance in your life. And I've proven this over and over and over again for myself and for my clients. And so that's the first thing, is understanding that wealth is not money. Wealth is not dollars. Wealth is not things. Wealth is your consciousness and your capacity to be rooted in that knowing and that vibration of abundance and of connectedness. Just like when they, you know, the tale of the goose and the golden eggs, you know, it's producing all these golden eggs, and they finally think, well, we might as well just cut open the goose and get all the golden eggs out, and they cut open the goose and there's nothing there. And because the principle and the process that's producing the gold is invisible, it's the very spirit and consciousness of the goose and of you. So we got to keep that in mind. That's the first core principle. And then, go ahead. Did you have a question, Jen?
I just know what's going through the audience's head. I mean, because this is like, yeah, this is the dream, right? And I know that you have proven it over and over again, and I think what's probably going through everyone's head is like, Yeah, I get it. I get that it's my frequency and my vibration, but how do I change that frequency of lack? Because, yeah, I continue to go there, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's what's going on in their heads right now. So I just want to address, you know, the energy that may be going on right now. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to some very specific ways about how you start to turn on that inner power plant, that inner generator. But what's really important that I want you all to get, and I want you to, I want you to get really present with me, because I know that what I'm saying sounds like you think you've heard it before, but what I want to impress upon you is that we take it for granted because we hear things like this. And so I want to just spend another couple of minutes to set a couple more principles in place that you all can really start to get a sense of this complete paradigm shift and where you are disconnecting yourself from that source on a regular basis, that you can, because awareness, we don't really have free will until we have awareness. Otherwise, what we usually have is free won't. We are constantly reacting to our unconscious beliefs in this hypnotic spell, this hypnotic wealth spell, and we don't realize that. And so we're not actually making free choice. We're just a ball of reaction. So there's a couple other things I want to lay into place, and then we'll get down to addressing some of these specifics. And that is what I call the great reversal. So once you start to realize that everything is being generated from within your own consciousness, from within your own mind, from within your own soul, your heart, whatever you want to think about it, however you want it, whatever concept, that nothing is out there in the world for you to get, that life doesn't happen to you, it happens through you, and that whatever's missing, therefore, is what you're not giving. Whatever you're waiting for, you are actually waiting with, and you are weighing it down. And so I call this the ultimate weight loss program, WAIT, because it's really about realizing in so many places and pockets in our life, we are looking out at the world and projecting our wealth and our power and our security and waiting for people, places, and things to change and or believing that someone or something is our source. And I remember years ago, this when this came home to me, I was doing my work, trying to be a monk. I had a savings account, and I was doing all this great inner work. And at a certain point, my account dwindled to nothing. I was broke. I was literally living on a prayer again. And I was so angry at God or spirit or source. And I sat down in my chair and I said, I'm not getting up from this meditation chair until I know that this stuff works or it's a bunch of BS so I can be done with it. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I prayed and I meditated and I opened up and dealt with all this stuff coming up. And finally, at some point in the middle of the night, this something opened up in me, and this energy or this voice said to me, you made your bank account your God.
Yeah.
You made your savings account your source, and you've been leaning on that, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's like, whoa. It was basically saying, and it said in substance, whenever you make anything or anyone outside of you your source of safety, security, or supply, the universe is set up to betray you. It's set up to fail you. And the more inner work you do, the faster and the harder it's set up to fail you. Why? Because nobody and nothing outside is your source. Not that job, not that client, not your list, not your dollars, not your bank account. That is not where your money or your abundance is coming from. Just like the fruit is not your source. And the minute that you think it is, you are giving your power away and you are unplugging from the only place you can generate your abundance. And you have to start controlling and manipulating to circumstances, and now you're not available to be who you really are, to be authentic, to speak your truth, to stand in your power, because you have to keep cajoling and navigating and manipulating and dancing to try to get what you think you don't have or to hold on to what you think you're going to lose. And you can never fulfill your destiny from that consciousness, from that place. And it will create more and more suffering, more and more stagnation, more and more stuckness, or you'll be the hamster on the treadmill, constantly getting a bigger and bigger paycheck, constantly being broke at a higher income bracket, or at least being afraid of it. So it was all this downloaded, and it was like, whoa. And in that moment, this peace came over me. And it said, if you lean on me and me only, meaning on the source within you, on this energy within you, and you learn to depend only on that, you will have more than you need, more than enough, always. And mm-hmm. this peace came over me, and I fell asleep. And for the next few days, even though my rent was due, my bills were late, I had an eviction notice, I was in peace. And I got a call all of a sudden out of the blue from a former agent. I was an actor. I used to be. And they said, I know you're too spiritual to do commercials now, because I was kind of crazy. They said, but they just called looking for you out of the blue, and they want to see you. And so I showed up for this audition, I booked the commercial, and for 2 days' work, I made a year's worth of income. And I began to learn how to live from this invisible source within more and more and more, until during recession, I was able to create more abundance than ever before, over and over and over again. And this is another principle of awakened wealth, which is expand in the face of contraction. Because so often what happens is things contract and we adapt. And instead of expanding to become an even larger opening for the abundance to flow into our life. So that was the first big thing, is that this was what I call the big betrayal. So there's the great reversal, that everything is in you, nothing is out there. Life can only, if you want more to come into your life, you have to let more come out of you. Mm. And that if whenever you put your source of safety, support, or security in anyone else, it's going to fail you sooner or later, and hopefully sooner, because you're giving away your power. And then that brings us down to, so how do you now start to activate some of this energy within you? Now that you know that it's all within you,
right,
then your whole life must become about giving.
Mm-hmm.
And so it must become about, how do I start unleashing this imprisoned splendor, this storehouse of riches that's within me? How do I start generating the fruits and giving it away and circulating it? Because now you put into practice the law of circulation, which says you cannot give what you don't have. And so many of us heart-centered spiritual people, we've been trying to go along giving and serving, and we're wondering why we feel burnt out, exhausted, overwhelmed, because we haven't first given it to ourselves. We haven't activated it within ourselves and filled ourselves up. So you cannot give what you don't have. That's the first principle of circulation. Second, you can't keep what you don't give away. So the second part is, now whatever you want to generate more of, you have to find a way to start giving it, to start circulating it. If you want more love, you have to find a way to start being more loving. If you want more abundance, and you've probably heard some of these things, but are you practicing it? Or do you keep falling asleep into one of these wealth hypnotic spells, thinking somebody else has got it and you got to go out and get it?
Right.
And then the third part of the circulation is, so you can't give what you don't have, you can't keep what you don't give, and you cannot sustain what you won't receive.
Mm-hmm.
So now you realize that life is constantly giving to you. It's constantly flowing to you. Are you noticing it, and are you receiving it? You know, when a person gives you a compliment, do you breathe and just go, thank you? Or do you quickly have to give them a compliment back? Do you kind of go, oh, this silly dress, really? Nah, it's nothing. Oh, this hairdo, I just threw it together. Or do you breathe and receive the love that's trying to be circulated back? Or whatever the case may be, it's like you have to take a deep breath in. That's the giving it to yourself. You have to take a deep breath out. That's giving what you have. And then you have to take another deep breath in. That's receiving what's being given. It's one breath. It's one circulation. You can't walk around just trying to give any more than you can walk around just trying to breathe out. You will expire. And you cannot walk around just breathing in, just trying to get, because you will explode. So this is the principles of that are the foundational principles. Then we move into the seven gifts. So like, what are some of the specific giving strategies? And I call them the seven gifts that give you everything. And they basically are giving forth. And that means your time, your talent, your treasure. Giving forth of what you have to give. The second one, and we can go a little more into depth in some of these. The second one is giving away. And that's all those things that you are holding on, hoarding, books, clothes, stuff, that no longer serves a real purpose, but you haven't been willing to let it go. It's blocking the energy flow. All of those things have an energetic charge and an emotional charge and a story, and it's blocking the circulation in your life. So you have to give forth of your time, your talent, your treasure. You have to give away all the things that you no longer use and no longer serve you. The third gift is giving up, and that is giving up habits of thought and feeling and behavior that you know, if you're honest, are no longer congruent with who you really want to be in the world. So right. That could be like habits of complaining, gossiping, judging. And it's specifically, you want to look in the area where you feel stuck or where you're trying to demonstrate or manifest more, because there's some habit in there, most likely. For example, you want to have more abundance and wealth in your life, but one of your habits, if you're honest, is you talk about what's not working or how you're broke, or you sit around the coffee urn or the water cooler and talk about how bad the economy is. A person of wealth consciousness never has those conversations. Mm-hmm. I remember a friend had dinner with Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki. Regardless of what you think about those guys, they were having dinner with them, and it was during the real depths of the recession, one of the recessions we've been through, and they were so shocked at how not once did they complain about it, not once did they even talk about it. All they talked about was their vision and the possibilities and how they could begin to implement it. They were congruent with the consciousness of possibility, the consciousness of abundance, and they didn't have that habit. And because when you're complaining about how much it's not working and you're broke and all that frequency, remember that station KLACK, you're tuning yes. down. You're tuning it's away huge. From the very. You're tuning away from the thing you want. So you're praying and affirming, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant. Life is for me. And you have these beautiful vision boards. And then you go out and you start focusing on, thinking about, entertaining, or talking about all the ways in which it's not working. You're neutralizing. You're becoming out of integrity with your prayer work or with your intentionality. And you become what's called a house that is divided. And a house that's divided can't stand. There's no structural integrity. So the third gift is giving up those habits. The fourth gift is giving in. And that is those places where you're still resisting what you're holding on to, something that's old and outdated, and that could be similar but different than what we've already talked about. But there's something trying to emerge in you, and it's a yes, but you're saying no. It's like you're feeling a yes to jump into a new program and invest in your education, but it's bumping up against the fear that it's not going to work, I don't have enough time, enough money, enough support. But you feel the yes. That is the emerging impulse. But it's bumping up against an old pattern, an old paradigm, an old identity, just like the oak tree bumping up against the acorn shell. And you want to keep the protective acorn shell and be an oak tree. It's impossible.
The yes, shell, it won't. It is. Thank you
right?
for that. It's impossible. I just want to like put that in everyone's head. Like what you just described, I describe in my work as the knower, and I think it's really important to say that just one more time, if you will, that when you're knower, when your heart lights up, when you get turned on, and you're ready for change. And you're bumping up against a construct that you've made in this reality and a limitation and this current paradigm and this current identity, as you said,
yeah.
that is, you know, the death of wealth.
Yes,
and,
you're
and
well.
And go ahead and say it as you say it, because that,
well, yeah,
that just got me. I mean, it was like, yes, that's exactly it. Yeah,
that
nice.
Is,
thank
and,
you for
that,
saying
that. Your wealth, and if, sorry if this is sort of a graphic image, but your wealth suffers a stillbirth.
Mm-hmm.
It,
yes.
It's not able to be born through you in that moment. And I
yeah.
remember years struggling to get my work going and my business growing and my consulting, and I kept hitting a threshold, and I could never get past it. And I remember finally in a painful place where, you know, I wanted to invest in some marketing materials or something, taking out advertising, I think it was. And I was like, but I can't afford that. I don't have enough money. I can barely pay my rent. But there was such a strong inner resonance, an inner yes. And I went to my mentor, and he said, if you really believed all this stuff that you are teaching and wanting to teach or proclaiming to believe or affirming that life is abundant and life is for you, and what would you do? I said, well, you don't understand. My rent's due. And he's like, no. I don't want to hear your story. Answer the question. If this was true, that you are abundant or that life is abundant, if you really want to be in alignment with that prayer you've been affirming or praying, what would you do? I said, I know what you're trying to say, but he's like, he's like, just answer. I said, okay, you're right. I would do it. He's like, right. So now if you don't do it, you are out of integrity with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Gospel of Thomas that says, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. And so, especially if you're activating it, you're activating it through intention, through desire, through prayer, through affirmation, through all the work you're doing, that's like you're putting the gas on more and more and more and more and more. The wheels are spinning, the engine is revving, but you've also got the brake on more and more and more and more. What's going to happen to that engine? It's going to start burning up and burning out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then that energy has to go somewhere, and it starts causing a breakdown in your life, and it creates what we call problems or crises. And that's why I say that your problems are actually your answered prayer, that your crisis is really an evolutionary catalyst. It's a symptom that you're living in a world too small, that there's a larger self trying to emerge, and you're still holding on to the smaller identity. And it's cracking that acorn shell, and instead of letting the cracking happen, letting the falling apart happen, letting the emergence happen, you're calling in acorn shell repair people, you're bringing in, you know, some energy healer to heal your shell, you're doing all these things to try to prevent the breakthrough and the next stage of your life from unfolding. And when you've been doing this work and you reach that point where the yes is saying yes, and you've been saying no for a long time, or maybe, or let's wait and see, or someday, that, and you're still praying and affirming and doing this work, that's why you're so stuck. That's why you're so frustrated. That's why there's so much pain. That's why things seem to be getting worse, or you're feeling burnt out, because there's that inner war going on. So you need to, this gift about giving in, understand you're not giving in to the broken acorn shell. You're not giving in to the problem. You're not acquiescing and saying, well, I guess my life's falling apart, I'm screwed. You are surrendering to the oak tree of your being. You are yielding to the larger consciousness of wealth and abundance that's trying to unfold through you. So surrender is never an act of giving up in the sense of it's not, you know, it's over. It's giving in and yielding to the larger life, to the larger self. And so that next gift is giving in. Then we get, to, I mean, we could go off on a whole talk just about that, as you can imagine.
No kidding, right? That's really when you open up and allow consciousness to work through you.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And you realize that you start to resign from being the manager of the universe to being an employee. And realize that you're not doing it. Life, you're not doing life. Life is happening through and as you. Life is doing you. And that's when it gets fun. You're a surfer riding the wave of abundance. And like I said, one of the core principles of emergence and awakened wealth is that life doesn't happen to you. It happens through you and as you. And if you want more or different to come into your life, you have to let something more or different come out of you. And so then we get to the next gift, which is, so we have giving forth, giving away, giving up, giving in. Now we get to giving to yourself, and we talked about this, but this is a really important and specific thing that you can practice right now, is look for wherever you are waiting for something or trying to get something. Maybe you're trying to get some appreciation or validation or approval, or you're trying to get some money. And what does that represent to you? It represents security or safety or confidence or worth. And then you ask, whatever those qualities are that you're trying to get from someone else or something else, you go, what would it look like to start giving that to myself?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it's validation. You go, what would it look like to really validate myself? And what will start to arise and emerge in your consciousness as you sincerely ask that will be guidance and direction to start activating that feeling and that vibration within yourself. And there'll be some specific things that you can start to do, and in many cases, they're probably things you've wanted to do or you've had hints at, but you haven't been listening. And then you ask, how can I do that? And then you look at, and if I was really living that, who would I be? And you,
yeah,
can even use, you can imagine who you would be in that environment, in that circumstance. And then you ask, okay, what would it look like for me to step into being that now in my current life?
And
so here's when you become
the frequency of it.
Exactly. And Jennifer, here's the thing, and this is so important, because when I say I've proven it, you know, there was a time, there's been many examples. So often what's happening is we're in a circumstance where we don't have enough money, or we don't have enough clients, or our job isn't as good as we want, or we're out of work, or whatever it is. And we might be doing all this work internally, and maybe outside of that existing circumstance we are, you know, trying to get some things going maybe. But in most cases, we are reacting to the current condition, and we're trying to negotiate with the current conditions of our life. And that doesn't ever work. It's why Einstein said you can't solve a problem at the level of thinking, i.e. the frequency of the problem. And so I remember when I was working as a waiter, and I'd had this opening, and my life had kind of fallen apart, and I was working as a waiter, and it was very humbling because I had been an up-and-coming actor, and now I was a waiter, and I was waiting on people that I had done parts with, and it was very humiliating. And I hated it. I did not want to be there. It was not my vision. But what I began to do was ask these questions and go, who would I be if I was living my vision? How would I feel if I was living my vision? How would that look to bring that right here in this waiter's job? And I began to daily activate and bring and show up as that person, give that level of excellence, that level of joy, that level of focus. And I began to feel so empowered and so inspired, and I became the best waiter that restaurant ever saw. And then what happened is various things happened, but my frequency didn't match that environment, and I got fired. And they realized I hadn't done anything, so they hired me back. And that brought up all this other stuff, so I kept doing this work, and I got fired again. And I went back again, and then I got fired a third time. And finally, on the third time, I realized what was going on was that I was no longer a match. I had outgrown energetically where I was by showing up where I was and filling it out. And the universe just kept kicking me out. And a few weeks later, I got a job. I went from making $50 a day to making $1,500 a day. And instead of waiting on people in a 3-star restaurant, I was now being wined and dined in 5-star restaurants all over the country, speaking and teaching and performing. And that growth didn't happen in my future. It happened right there on the job as I started becoming more and more congruent and bringing that congruent self right there in that job. And I've done this when we wanted to buy a house and we couldn't afford it. I've done this when I wanted to expand my business and I couldn't see how. By showing up right where I was and getting clear on what was the vision and beginning to give these gifts, to activate these qualities and show up right where I was as if it was my dream, as if it was my destiny. You can do the same thing with relationships, where you start showing up in that relationship as if it is your dream relationship. You start loving yourself and treating yourself as if you are the most cherished, validated, and approved of. You start treating them as if they are that. And what you will do is one of two things will always happen. You will become vibrationally so big that it doesn't match that anymore. And if they're not willing or able to grow, you'll be moved into an environment that now can play with you at that higher level. Or you will cause a great shift to take place in your family or in that relationship or in that environment. I've seen all of those take place. So, but it all starts from the realization that it's not anything out there that's preventing you from, that's going to give you something to make you get there, nor is anything out there going to stop you. It's all about what we've been talking about today, which is it's all within you, and now using these specific areas to start generating from within you what appears to be missing until you become a vibratory match. And, you know, and so we've talked about giving to yourself, and the last two gifts of the seven gifts are forgiveness. So you've got giving forth, giving away, giving up, giving in, giving to yourself. Now you've got forgiveness. And this is a very interesting one, and we could, again, spend a long time on this, but the core of this is that whenever you are being unforgiven to yourself or someone else, what you're essentially saying is they did you wrong or they took something and they owe you. You know, they owe you those years back. They owe you that moment back. They owe you some appreciation. They owe you some they owe you something. Or you're saying, I owe them something if you're holding yourself in unforgiveness, right?
Yeah,
and what happens
totally.
When you have a bunch of IOUs, what do you have?
you have debt.
you have
a lot of regret.
Yeah, and you have debt. You have debt.
Yeah.
And so whenever you're struggling with debt, this is one of the most important gifts to look at, because whenever you say, I owe you or you owe me, you are withholding and you are stagnating the law of circulation, and you create energetic debt, which often will show up as actual financial debt. It will show up as stagnation in your body of affairs, in your bank account. And when you start freeing that up by saying, you don't owe me anything, how could you owe me anything when I have everything? How could you have taken anything from me when I have it all? You're not my source. And so it's like the old adage of not forgiving someone is like drinking poison and thinking it's going to hurt them. And so this is such a powerful gift for people, is when they start activating this one. But it's forgiveness in a way you've never, ever known it or worked with it. It starts freeing up. And I saw, in fact, just recently we just got finished with an Awakened Wealth program. And people, over and over, this exact experience was happening. They're like, oh, my God, I just started going through the first couple of modules and working on the forgiveness and the gifts. And I got a call out of the blue, a debt that's been owed me for 2 years. They're paying it off. Another one, I just got a call, my daughter, a debt I paid off a trip for her, and it was a debt that that somebody had to pay her back, and they weren't doing it for the last 12 or 16 months. They just called, they're paying it off. Oh my God, I just got a call, my brother, who we had been estranged, and my mom had died, and it, her house was supposed to be for me too, and there was, and he called and he said, you know, that I'm in the will now. Like over and over, this debt just evaporates as people are starting to give forth and release these gifts in the way that we're talking. And so finally,
and it makes so much sense. I mean, we are that those frequency. I mean, we, you know, I know that people are like, oh, what a coincidence,
right.
You know, but we are that. And I think that it's really important to, I mean, to not be like, oh, well, that was a coincidence, or sure, or whatever. Oh, they just changed a little something in their mind and suddenly, but that's not what you're changing. You're changing their energy and you're changing their frequency and who they are around this. And those are what the core is. And when you change that, that changes worlds. And I know that from my experience, from working with thousands of clients and seeing over and over and over again. And I just have to say, I mean, you're brilliant at this. And I just want to make it so clear that, you know, you say these and you share these stories and, you know, and it seems like, oh, well, that's a cute coincidence and, oh, yeah, that's fluff. No, but really what has happened and what Derek's doing is he's changing people from their core frequencies, and they're doing it with ease just with these simple activations. And then people go out in the world and they are different. And they don't even have to, like, show up and do something different. They just energetically are different, and then things come to them.
Yes, and yeah, absolutely. And the key, the reason why it's called awakened wealth is because, you know, and the reason why I say, you know, this isn't a get-rich-quick program, because you can't get something that you already have. You can't get rich if you've already got it. It's about waking up.
Right.
And to the fact that you've already got it, it's why true transformation is never about setting things right. It's always about seeing things rightly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open, when you are awakened, when you have an expanded awareness and discover that you already have it all, this is not a nice theory. This is the truth about you. You are the source of infinite, inexhaustible abundance of every good and perfect thing and possibility. You're that. And the awakened wealth framework and the seven gifts, and there's a whole lot more to it, it's about designing a way of life and a way of a relationship around money and wealth and abundance and yourself in it that's not going to add anything to you. It's going to open you up to the inexhaustible riches that are trying to get through you. And by the way, your burning desires are not a sign of something that's outside of you that you need to go get. They are a signal of what's inside of you trying to get out. In fact, the very word desire means of the sire or of the father or creative principle or of the stars, from the heavens. In other words, it's a sign of what's trying to emerge from source. And in our materialistic, dualistic perception, we project that into the world and think, I want this, therefore I don't have it, I got to go get it over there. But what that's really telling you is you're pregnant with it. It's trying to be born through you. And so this is about getting you, like you said right in the beginning, brilliantly, Jenith, it's about really just making you congruent with who you've always been, who you've known in the depths of your being you were meant to be. It's about getting you congruent with that. And that's why it becomes more and more effortless, because when a farmer plants a seed, they don't have to effort and struggle to get that plant out of the seed. All they have to do is cultivate the soil that is in a way that is congruent with that unique seed. And they're not so foolish to think they can make that seed grow. But if they create the right conditions, the law of emergence in the soil naturally begins to give root and to break through. And so the same thing is true. This is about teaching you how to cultivate the congruent conditions to align your thoughts, your words, your feelings, your actions, so that you are congruent with that seed of unlimited wealth. Now, and understand that as we discussed, you know, wealth is not material, it's spiritual or it's energy. So the more of it we circulate, the more of it that you actually end up activating. Just like, you know, like for example, knowledge. If you give your knowledge away, if you share it, if you express it, if you invest it, you don't have less knowledge to give, right? You know, at the end of teaching this work for so many years, it's richer, it's deeper. The more of it that I share, the more of it that I express, the more of it that I have. And the same thing is true with love. You don't feel like if you really love deeply and fully and express your love completely and really give it away, that you end up with less love. Mm-hmm. Because you understand that knowledge and love, trust, loyalty, things like that are qualities. They're not material. And So when you understand that wealth is the same thing, that dollar bills are not money or dollar bills are not wealth, that wealth is just as much a quality, a spiritual or energetic quality as love, as knowledge, then, and you start giving it from that place, the more of it you have. You don't have less after a transaction. You actually have a deeper, richer expression and experience of wealth and abundance in your life. And in fact, there's a really fun little process that, a little exercise that I've done, and I invite you to try out when you're, ever you're having an exchange, a monetary exchange, you're paying bills, or you're buying something, or even you're receiving something, receiving money, that you take a moment to stop and feel into the energy of that transaction. Feel into the energy that it's actually an energetic transaction, that mm-hmm. there's actually a quality of love or of joy or of inspiration or of expansion. And as you feel into that, consciously radiate and activate that quality. So even as you're exchanging dollar bills or a credit card or a check or paying the bills, whatever it is, that where your attention is on the energetic exchange. And what you'll notice as you do that is that you feel more expanded, more energized at the end of that exchange, rather than now I have X amount of dollars less after paying that bill.
Right. Well, I love that. I love that you said that. I think that falls in across the board, whether you're paying the IRS or whether you're paying to put money into mutual funds.
That's right.
You know, the energy may feel a little bit different, but it really is that energy of that contribution that, I'm helping someone else when I pay taxes. That helps someone else, you know, whether we don't sometimes like where some of that money goes, but that doesn't matter. Our money may be going exactly where we want it to go because it's the energy of what we're putting out there with it.
That's right, and you get to decide that. You get to set the energetic intention. So like when I go and I'm pumping gas or when I'm paying bills, I actually stop and consciously realize all the lives that this energy is touching and supporting, and that even if I don't agree with all the policies or whatever the situation may be, I know that this is energetically putting food on tables. It's sending children to college. It's sending kids to college. It's creating roads so that people can drive safely, whatever it is. But the key is that instead of me being caught in the hypnotic wealth spell of a couple things, one, that it's material, and two, that somehow by expressing it I have less of it, when I realize it's spiritual or it's energetic and I'm activating one of those seven gifts or whatever, however I want to focus on this transaction, that at the end of the transaction and even during it, I find I walk away from the gas station having pumped gas or paying my bills and I feel a deeper, richer connection to life. I feel more expanded. I feel more empowered. And if there's some other stuff that comes up around that, it becomes a transformational opportunity so that every bill I pay, every transaction, when I do this consciously, when I have an awakened awareness around the wealth transaction, I'm wealthier at the end of it. And this isn't just merely a good feeling kind of thing, because everything ultimately is about the frequency, as we've been talking about, where you are at energetically, vibrationally, where your frequency is, what station are you tuned into, KLACK or KRICH. When every transaction or the predominance of your transactions around wealth and abundance becomes this kind of empowered, inspiring, adventurous discovery and expansive expression, then you are lifting your frequency, and you will start seeing that show up in your life as more, as the universe giving you more to give, because now you are congruent. You're congruent with the way the universe operates, which is freely and fully expressing its energetic of abundance and, you know, breathing it out, breathing it in, that it's just as important that when you're receiving wealth or any kind of transaction, that you really receive it, that you do the same thing, that you recognize that you're part of this flow of love, this flow of energy, and you will feel more expanded as a result. You won't feel, you know, a lot of people with spiritual-centered or heart-centered, you know, feel guilty that they're taking something from someone else when they do a transaction, but you will actually create a more expanded space for that. And every transaction you're a part of, whether you're giving or receiving, you become a blessing. And understand that you're not just changing your life, you're not just up-leveling your consciousness, but because there's really only one consciousness, one field here, as you participate this way around money and wealth and finances and abundance, you're lifting the consciousness of the entire consciousness of humanity. You're transforming the paradigm of humanity, and particularly of those people that touch your field, that touch your life. You are actually lifting everyone and everything up. What is it? The rising tide lifts all boats. So mm-hmm. as you lift your frequency and you're tuning into KRICH and you are having a relationship with abundance that is more congruent with the way it really is, you actually create an environment where everyone around you can begin to have a deeper relationship and be more abundant equally. And I've watched this happen in my own family and friends and, of course, with my clients, that it's like people just step into that energy field. And, in fact, I'm going to share, you know, at the end of this call, obviously we're going to do, there's many more specific tools and strategies that I go through in my program that we're going to talk yeah. about in order to really help you apply this and how to make this real. I know that a lot of this can sound kind of touchy-feely or airy-fairy mm-hmm. or, you know, theoretical, but this is a very real, this is actually more real than, ironically, than the way that we've actually been going about it, because this is more congruent with the way it is. So I'm going to go through a lot more of those tools, but I think what I like to do is let me just take a little time to take you all through a little process.
Okay.
Just to sort of activate this a little more, to have the feeling a little bit more about this and start generating, turning on that inner power plant and generating more into your experience right now. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So I invite you all just to take a moment and just look at an area in your life where you are feeling a little stuck, a little stagnant, or maybe a lot, where you are waiting for something to change in the world before you can really step out into your power or your abundance or your greatness or fulfill that or move towards that project or whatever it might be. And it's great if it's particularly around issues of work or wealth or abundance or success. But it doesn't have to be, because ultimately the energy of wealth will heal and transform and transmute all areas of your life, not just the area we call money. But take a look at an area where you're feeling stuck, where you're waiting for something to change, or perhaps where you're looking to someone or something to get something. Like, if I could just get more clients, if I could just get a raise, if my partner would just give me more money, whatever it might be, where you're believing that something out there has to change, or where you're believing that, or you're trying to get something from someone. Mm. And remember that from the awakened wealth consciousness or the emergence model of life, whatever's missing is what you're not giving. Whatever you're waiting for, you're waiting with, and you're weighing it down. You're actually holding it back. Life's never holding anything back from you. We are holding ourselves back from life. And so that's why we go through the seven gifts. It's because it ultimately all becomes about where is there an impulse for something to be activated and generated through me that I'm not seeing or I'm not saying yes to, because I'm still looking outside of me for something to change or for someone to give me something. So just notice an area like that in your life. And again, I go much more in depth around this practice and these kinds of practices in my program, but I want to get it started for you right now. And as you're seeing that area, I want you to notice the energy of what it feels like. You trying to get more clients, or you trying to get something from someone, even if it's validation, approval, acceptance. Just become aware of what that feels like. Does it feel constricted? Does it feel contracted? Does it feel stressful? And notice that that frequency is not congruent with the frequency of wealth and abundance and expansion. That frequency is tuned into KLACK. Now, there's no judgment here, but it's important because so often we kind of just move through life and we may be doing all these seemingly great things and we're wondering why it's not turning out. I'm working so hard, I'm making the calls, I'm following the programs, I'm doing all this stuff. But we don't stop and get still enough to realize what is the energy behind it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the frequency? Because, and you wonder why it's not working, because you're doing all that, but the frequency is coming from a place of trying to get, trying to make happen instead of make it welcome, trying to, or waiting for something to happen, or projecting your power onto someone else and expecting them to give it to you. So even though you might be doing all the seemingly right things, your frequency is still tuned into KLACK. You're still trying to get rid of the ice while you're living at 32 degrees. And you never can get rid of the problem of ice when you're living at 32 degrees. So the energy of where you're at, which is why I talked about when you're pumping gas or whatever you're doing, the energy of that transaction is the wealth of that transaction. Not as much the activity. So becoming aware of it in this moment, of the pain, of the stress, of the constriction, that awareness actually begins to give you choice again. Because remember, you don't really have free will. As I say, you have free won't, unless you have expanded awareness. Otherwise, you're just reacting. You're just a reaction to your circumstances, and unconscious patterns have taken over. So feel the constriction in this area. Now take a breath. And ask, what qualities would I need to embrace or activate or feel more of in order to be free in this situation? Now, maybe it's clear because you're trying to get love or validation or approval or acceptance. Or maybe it's not so clear. Maybe you're trying to get money or a job or a client, but you haven't yet discovered what does that represent qualitatively. So ask yourself now, what does that job represent to me? What does that new client represent to me? Is it represented? When you feel into it, you imagine, you can even use the angel of imagination in the form of visualizing it. What would that look like if I really got what I wanted? And how would I feel? And who would I be? And really let yourself see it and feel it, of you getting what you want and feel into what that feels like. So we're loading that quality in now. Now you can also ask, what is the larger life trying to emerge by means of this situation? So we're not asking what's wrong, what's the problem, why is this happening to me, which are all constrictive questions. We're asking, what is the larger life trying to emerge in me? What is the larger possibility, the larger vision? And just notice right there your energy expanding.
Wow.
So now, as you've got a sense of what these qualities represent to you, or what you would be feeling if you had what you wanted, or what is the larger idea that's trying to emerge, you've got a quality or a couple qualities or a few qualities now. I want you to now, again, give yourself a chance to visualize and imagine that you get what you want. And take a breath, and as you exhale, let that feeling tone expand. Feel it expanding in your heart. And you can give it a color. So it has a color, it has a frequency. and take another breath. And as you exhale, allow that feeling to expand. It's a quality of maybe power or inspiration or joy or connection. Let it expand to fill your whole body now. So now you're activating, you're giving it to yourself, you're filling yourself up with it first. Remember the law of circulation, you cannot give what you don't have. So you have to first give it to yourself. You have to first fill yourself up with this quality. And notice, even if you're feeling a little bit of it, you're able to do that regardless of your conditions right now. And if you're able to activate that quality, that energy, regardless of your conditions, then you're able to change any condition. That's the great secret. Because remember, it's all emanating from within you. So take another deep breath now, and as you exhale, imagine radiating that energy into your environment. See the color of it, feel the energy of it, right where that situation is or that person is or that transaction is. See that now and feel this energy. You're radiating it now. You're not trying to get anything anymore. You are now radiating it. So you first filled yourself up, and now you cannot keep what you don't give, so now you're giving it. You're shining it. You're circulating it. And as you're feeling that now, you can even raise your hands up with your palms facing forward and imagine the energy coming down from your heart, down your arms, and out of your hands, and feel it radiating to that person or that those people or that transaction or that place. And see and feel it being saturated with this energy. And in your heart, sacredly and silently, bless that situation or that person, wanting for them more than you've even imagined for yourself. May you be prospered. May you be successful. Whatever the quality is you've been trying to get, now give it. May you be loved and validated and appreciated. And feel yourself now emanating those qualities. And feel how much more expansive and how good it feels to be the source of it rather than to be at the effect of it. To be the cause of it rather than being at the effect of life. You're no longer waiting. You're generating. You're creating. You're circulating. And the more you can hang out in that place and with every interaction, the more your world will start to reform itself around that congruence. Now, to complete the circuit, bring your hands back to yourself, back to your heart, and now give it to yourself. Now fill yourself back up again. Take a deep breath and receive this circulation. Receive it and affirm yourself. Whatever it is that you've been wanting to have or do or get in this area, now affirm, I am. I have, I can, I am able. And feel now that you feel a little more power around that affirmation, a little more expansive energy. You're no longer doing an affirmation, you're doing an affirmation. In other words, you're not, as I like to say, you're not, you don't want to pray for something because that means you don't have it. You want to pray from something. So all prayer and affirmation is not trying to get or pull anything to you. It's a releasing of that inner energy, that imprisoned splendor. It's an activation. So as you affirm yourself now, feel that you're not so much trying to get anything as you are now more fully activating and anchoring what's true about you. And now you've just tuned in more and more into that station where your music is already playing, where your wealth and abundance is already playing. And what I can tell you, what I can promise you, is the more you can be in this state, the more and more you are tuned in now to the broadcast where the guidance, the direction, the compelling right action, the healing energy, the transformational wisdom, and the people, and the places, and the opportunities, they're all hanging out at that frequency. So now as you're tuning into that, just by being tuned into that station, that broadcast, you are right now, even now, connected to all of the people, places, and things that are a part of that new level of your life. and it's even now unfolding and emerging in your experience. That's how it works. So obviously, I'm going to talk about some more specific tools and strategies that you can do, and in my program, I go into it much more deeply. But if you felt even just a glimpse and experienced even just a little bit of expansion and know that your circumstances haven't actually changed yet, you know now that those circumstances can never again determine how you feel, what your attitude is, and ultimately what your state of being is. And when you understand that all of your conditions come out of your state of being, now you realize that you really are the source. You really are at cause. And you really can generate whatever is needed to fulfill that destiny for which you were born. So I know that some of you maybe want to go a little deeper into this. And if so, Jenith, unless you have some questions or you want to go a little deeper into these concepts, we can certainly talk about how they can do that.
Yeah, well, I know that you have put together a fabulous offer for us. I want to redirect everyone there. And we have a special surprise at the end of the call, I believe, if we can convince Derek with all our energy and he's open to it. He's got this cool little quantum healing thing that he does. So wait for that at the end of the call. And the special offer link, if you want to go there now, and, you know, it's worth going there just to see the page. It just brings up all kinds of energy and wealth and abundance, and it's just yummy and juicy. So that link is at crazyrichfree.com/now if you're on the call live. Of course, if you are listening to the replay, you can see the big yellow special offer button next to Derek's face. And if you just want to go ahead and click that button and go through it while we go through it, and that is at crazyrichfree.com/replay. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to get there. So go ahead and go over there now, and we'll go ahead and walk through it.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm also going to share some special bonuses at the end of this special opportunity where people will get a chance to actually work with me personally and have some of these rapid breakthroughs. One of the things that I've become known for is a process that I do with people personally where I can help them, you know, tap into that energy, turn on that power plant, and begin to release sometimes lifelong obstacles, not in a matter of months or weeks or even days, but in minutes. And so I'm going to share how you're going to get a chance to do that. And I also just want to remind people that, and they can, of course, go to this page and they can see the testimonials and all of that, that this isn't, I know now this isn't mere theory or a nice concept, that we just finished doing this program, and daily people are having major, major breakthrough experiences, that it's not just about raising your energy and, you know, feeling more expanded, all of which is wonderful, because that's all we're really after anyways. We're really just after how we want to feel. And if we feel joyful and expanded and abundant and free, then really we're free. If you've ever had that experience where you've suddenly dropped into that place and you might still have had problems in the world, but it didn't matter anymore, you know that that's really what we're all going for. So I'm not saying that's not nothing, though that is certainly one of the core benefits of this process, of this program and of this process. But it's real world stuff too. People who have been on the verge of bankruptcy have done this work and had more business than they could handle in a very short time. People on the verge of losing their homes have done, which is a very real world thing, have done this work and have not only saved their homes, but suddenly their business starts growing and picking up. You know, people that have, even like I said, remember I said the energy of the wealth energy doesn't just heal your finances, because the energy of wealth is really the essence of your being. It will show up and heal and begin to expand wherever you need it most. So people have done this work and suddenly had, you know, spontaneous healings of their kidneys, of their back, of whatever, and their job has gotten better. So they didn't even expect that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, they've reduced prescriptions down, all the way down to almost nothing, all kinds of breakthroughs. So I want you all to understand that as you tune into that higher station, as you awaken to just how abundant and rich and wealthy you really are, that energy starts to transform and transmute and expand and heal not just your money, but really your whole life, so that you can live a truly rich life. And that's what this program is really designed for. You know, it's not a get-rich program, as I like to say, because after
but
all,
it works that way.
It works that way, but what I want to say is that you can't get rich. You can't get something that you already have.
You have, right. I love that. And
so what
and
it
do
does,
read the testimonials. I mean, they are just like out of this world. You know, I've had so many revelations during this course that amazes me. It has opened me to infinite love of God. And, you know, I mean, that's like something that you just can't, you know. I mean, these are not like your everyday testimonials where I went from blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah in money. Yeah, there is that, but there's so much more. And I don't know, gosh, you've got, what, 40 or 50 testimonials on this page, and they're all, like, out of this world. My body is buzzing. You know, gracias, merci, danke. Or I don't know the German language. I am really happy I decided to take part in this course. I feel your deep presence and your kind heart.
They're
incredible. They're incredible.
That's what I mean by this. When you
it's
really
not just
get
to get
this,
rich. You, yeah.
Yeah.
And
you start to activate all these energy centers. And like you said, it's certainly these testimonies are also all filled with the practical byproducts. When you're in that state of consciousness where you are expanded and joyful and peaceful and inspired and grateful, as we talked about with the gifts, the quality of gratitude, the universe just keeps giving you more reasons to be grateful. When you're inspired, the universe just keeps giving you more reasons to be inspired. And it shows up as these testimonies are showing is, you know, a person gets their house back, a person gets their job back, a person starts making, one person went from making almost nothing to nearly $10,000 in 1 month. One person started making more in a month than they used to make in a year. Another person got hundreds of thousands of dollars that they didn't expect. Another person couldn't see any way in their life that wealth could show up. And as they got into that place of knowing it was, that they were it, a relative called them who had just won the lottery and sent them a check for $40,000. And this is funny because what's great about that is that even when there appears to be no way in your life, it doesn't matter to the energy. When you activate this awakened wealth consciousness, because the universe has infinite organizing power, if it can't find an opening in your personal life, it will find an opening somewhere else and just channel it to you. Like it's as in the example of the person where their relative won the lottery. And I've seen this also happen in like marriages and relationships where, for example, let's say the woman is not the big earner and the man is, or vice versa. And when one of the partners catches this and they awaken to their true wealth, even though they may not have a job, so they're not necessarily out there earning money, all of a sudden their partner starts to earn more. Their partner gets a raise. And what happens? That money gets funneled in the family, and you know, he or she gets that new car or that new dress or that new vacation they wanted.
Yeah.
Like, so when they were caught in their little narrow mind that the only way my life could become more abundant is if I work harder or get more, that's not true. Remember, it can show up in an infinite variety of ways. The key is where you're living in consciousness. So so there's a lot of ways that this can show up.
That's fantastic.
But,
what's specifically in it?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, so people really know, you know, what they're coming for, where you know, where they need to be, and, you know, I think,
So there's a lot on here that you can all look at. We've tried to answer most, if not every question that you may have. But what I want you to understand is that this is over 10 hours of in-depth training, so it's not just a quick little thing. It's a step-by-step where I take your hand and walk you through getting very clear on what your awakened wealth vision is, because there is some very practical stuff, what I call the money mastery matrix, your money map, your awakened wealth plan, where you actually take what's trying to emerge in you, you take what you want to create in your life, where you've been trying to get it, make it happen, achieve it, attract it, and we turn that all around according to this new paradigm. And you create a real plan. We're going to create a real plan and walk you through it step by step, so that this is very practical stuff. We're not just going to be doing a lot of conceptual work, though that's an important part of it. As you go down to see what's in the classes, each one of the modules, you'll see that there really is something to serve every part of your being. You know, so the person that needs to really understand all the concepts, in every class we go deep into the principles of awakened wealth. We go deeper and deeper into each of the seven sacred gifts that give you everything. So you understand it intellectually, you have an experience of it emotionally, and you activate it energetically and spiritually. So for those that really need that information, it's every single class we go deep into that, as well as the hypnotic wealth myths. We bust, my goal is to really shake you awake from all the lack and limitation thinking that this world has hypnotized so many of us with, so that you begin to really discover that you're not separate from your good, that you don't have to go out and get it, achieve it, or attract it. That's a big myth. That money and things are wealth, which we've talked about. We're going to bust that even more. Mm-hmm. So you're going to really live in the place where you know that wealth is energy, that you have to believe it to receive it. That's another one. We feel like, well, I'm not confident enough, so I can't charge what I really want and make what I really need and earn what I really deserve. Absolutely BS belief system. Mm. Go ahead.
I just have a lot to say about belief system. You know, you know, it's like that, you know, all of those are just lies we have bought. You know, when we're like, well, I believe this. Well, great. When did you buy that lie?
Right.
It's just across the board, and so funny how people fight for, you know, that they've claimed.
Well, the thing about that, the reason why that happens.
I love the way that you're saying it, and the way you're saying it, as, you know, especially with, I'm not confident enough. Well, that's a belief that they bought, that they're not. And, I love that. That excites me.
And the cool thing about it is that, and what I'll help you see is that it doesn't even matter if you're not confident enough. I really want you to get, that's one of the big myths. Mm. The big myth is that I have to feel confident in order to charge what I want. I have to believe in myself more in order to charge what I want. No, you don't. When a farmer plants a seed and she's cultivating the soil and doing all that work, does the law of emergence in the soil say to her or to the seed, you know, I'd really love to grow that seed, but, you know, you got some childhood issues you got to work out. Then come back.
Right?
The law can't do that because it's not personal. It's principle. And so when you understand that, you understand that you can begin to step into your greatness, into a posture of abundance and wealth and power, even when you don't feel it. And what happens is when you act as if you're that confident person and adjust your fees accordingly, you activate confidence. Because remember, whenever we think, well, I'm not confident enough, I don't believe it enough, I'm not strong enough, it's still the belief that those feelings are going to somehow come drop on our head somewhere, that it's going to come to us. But it doesn't. It comes through us. And we don't have to wait for it. You know, a power plant doesn't receive energy, it generates it. So as you learn, which I'm going to show you step by step, no matter where you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you feel, there is a way to step into it and activate it today. Not in a week from now, not in a month from now, not when you've gone to therapy for 10 more years and become really good at describing how messed up you are. No. But now. Okay. And I'm going to walk you through. It's just a myth. It's just a belief. And the problem with the beliefs is that you can't make a demand on the universe that exceeds your belief as long as you're caught in that hypnotic spell. So I'm going to help you wake up from that and start to align your life with what's true about you now. And this is why rapid acceleration happens. This is why people go from being lost and confused and broke, and in a matter of weeks, real big changes happen. because they're ready. You know, the universe is knocking on your door. The life of your dreams isn't in the future. It's not in the distance. Just like that radio station, that music is not playing in the distance. It's broadcasting right where you are, but you have to tune into it, and I'm going to show you how. The next myth that we're going to bust is that you have to adapt to circumstances. One of the worst things you could ever do. Because when you adapt to the circumstance, you shrink yourself down to the level of the problem, and you get tuned back into the lower frequency. I'm going to show you how to expand in the face of all circumstances, all seeming contraction. And on the other side of that seeming problem or crisis or contraction, you're going to be bigger, more abundant, more empowered, and more wealthy. And finally, you know, in terms of just the myths, money or wealth is not spiritual, and we're going to totally discard that one forever, so that you'll discover that as you are willing to step into your wealth consciousness, you're willing to give and to receive, you're willing to ask and to receive, that you don't just open yourself up to receive more and more and more so that you can give more and more and more, but you create a space where everyone now has permission to do the same. So this is powerfully transformative stuff. As I also talked about early on, we're going to get down to the real root cause of any debt in your life and eliminate it. I'm going to help you see what's really causing it and eliminate it. And then we're going to also, like I said, get into really putting all this into a very clear plan and a structure so that day by day as we go through this program, you're going to see real-world results. And if you go down and look at the classes and the modules, you'll be able to see just how much there is. The 40-day giving challenge, the 25 ways to manifest more, the awakened wealth action steps, all the quantum healing. You're going to see there's so much in there, and we don't have time to go through all of it, but I invite you to take a look. But in addition to that, because I don't want this to be just more shelf help, I don't want this to be something that you just... you get inspired in the moment, and you take an action, and then nothing happens. I've decided to add some really important bonuses here so that I can personally walk you through this process, both energetically and literally. So if you see here, I've included a couple really important bonuses. One of them is the Awakened Wealth Mastermind, where you'll be able to get involved in a private mastermind group and get support from other people that are doing the work as well as from me. And the energy of this group is so powerful that there's like this, it creates this own energetic vortex, kind of like if you pull in behind a semi, you'll get pulled by the backdraft. And so understand that the energy frequency is so high, it's encoded in these recordings, and it's activated in this group, that when you get into it, you immediately get lifted, and people experience, that's why I say they experience rapid breakthroughs, because this energy starts to work on you even before you're working on yourself. It starts to lift you and support you and bring up all the unconscious stuff that's been holding you back so that you can absolutely have really quick breakthroughs. So you're going to be able to be part of that, and you're going to also able to be part of my quantum healing, where I'm going to work on you energetically every day for 30 days. Specifically, I'm going to have your name, and I'm going to do work to go into this quantum field, which we now know from science, we're all intimately connected in it. And that when a shift happens, when I go in there and a shift happens in that field, it happens wherever anything that's part of my consciousness. So that's, you know, you can look and see a little bit more about how this works, but again, it's one of those powerful things that I'm seeing healings and breakthroughs happening over and over and over again for people. So you're going to have that vibrational support. You're not going to be doing this alone. And then I'm not sure if it's on this. I can't go through everything on the page, but I'm going to add another bonus here if it's not, and that is that you're going to get to be part of my private group coaching, where you're going to actually be able to be on the line, you're going to talk to me personally and have a personal breakthrough right on the phone. And people have them in a matter of minutes, like I said. People that have been lost in terms of their purpose, they've been stuck in terms of these unconscious shadows or unconscious sabotaging beliefs, and they've been working on it for weeks or months or even years. and over and over and over again, they're able to have a breakthrough in a matter of minutes. And I want you to have that experience. So you're going to get the personal healing work from me. You're going to get the private group coaching from me. You're going to get to be in the private mastermind group with me and other awakened wealth warriors. And I'm also adding another bonus in here, and that is one of my friends and colleagues, Christian Michelson, who is one of the top coaches in the world and has proven these kinds of principles as well in his own life and in his own way, is allowing as a bonus, you get also his entire More Money program. And this is a real program, folks. This is not some like one of those seemingly free bonuses where it's really just like an opt-in to a bunch of marketing material. This is a full and complete program that actually, if you went to his site, it would cost you $500. So I've convinced him to include it here and as a gift, as an additional bonus. So you're going to have, and it gets even more specific, some of the other areas that I don't cover, so that you'll have a complete, well-rounded program on how to activate your awakened wealth consciousness, how to live with that new level of confidence and power, how to live a more expanded, joyful, peaceful life regardless of conditions, and how to do the very specific work on the ground to ask for what you want, to charge for what you're worth, to earn what you deserve, to keep more of what you have, and to live an abundant, truly abundant, and awakened, wealthy life that you were created to live. So take a look there if you want to see some more of the specifics. Obviously, please read down the page. But I'm really excited to be part of this with you. And remember, it's not just because of what the impact will be on your life, but because as you are lifted up, you draw everyone onto that next level of vibration, of frequency. My mission is to set us all free, is to help us all get so connected to the source of our abundance, of our wealth. Because if you look at the world, most, if not all, of the conflicts and the problems that we struggle and suffer with all stem back to one core false belief, that someone or something outside of me either has my good or has the power to prevent my good. Mm-hmm. That is the core belief, that I'm separate from the source of my good. That core belief is what stems and creates pretty much every problem that we face in our life individually and collectively. So as you start to get connected to that source and learn how to masterfully activate it, you realize you set yourself free from trying to get anything from anyone and set yourself free from believing anyone can block it. And so many of those conflicts that show up in our lives start to dissolve. And as you lift your consciousness to that new level, like I said before, you're creating an environment where others are able to do it too. And one by one, we create a world that actually works for the highest good of everyone, a world where everyone has everything that they need to fulfill that mighty mission for which they were born. Just imagine that, where everyone is living from a consciousness that, not that there's a zero-sum game, that there's a pie, that if I get my piece, somebody else doesn't get theirs, but that there's a quantum field of what they call zero-point field of infinite energy, that the more I'm willing to give and the more I'm willing to grow and receive and expand, the more and the more there is for everyone. So I look forward to playing with you, and if there's any more questions you want to ask about this, Jenith, please feel free to.
It sounds absolutely phenomenal. You know, I think that time, you know, with other people that have been through this and the program and the mastermind part of it, I think that's just priceless. For people that are really ready to change this, it's just priceless.
Yes. And by the way, I want to also say that because I understand where this might hit a lot of people, and I understand that the ego's job is to keep us the same while giving us the illusion of change or convincing us that we can't. And so we hit these thresholds of, well, what if it won't work for me? I don't have the time. You know, I don't have the support system. I can't afford it. Or, you know, it's just I'm too damaged. Or whatever these things that come up for why we don't step into our yes, why we don't say yes to the yes that we're feeling. That's a threshold. And the ego's job is to try to keep you the same because it believes it's protecting you. And that's why the average person doesn't live 70 to 90 years. They live the same year 70 to 90 times, just caught in their own Groundhog Day. So understanding that, you know, I've worked with people in this for two decades. I've tried to design this so that there's no reason why you can't say yes to your yes and give yourself this gift, because even if you get in the program and you get all the healing support, the group support, my personal support, and you actually go through all of that for the next 30 days using all the resources, all the services, and you still don't feel like it rocks your world, you get all your money back. Okay. So the ego, hopefully, is going to be kind of like, what? You know, it's not going to know. It's going to be like, well, what? How do I not say yes to that? And it's, again, it's not a trick. It's because I want, because yeah. I don't, to me, it's not important. Whether or not you stay or not is up to you. For me, what's important is that you get this information and that you get the inspiration and the transformation. And if for whatever reason you don't decide to stay, that is absolutely okay. Because I know that my work will have been done, that you will have been given what you need to take your life to the next level. So I invite you to come
and
play with us.
I guess the hope would be that it's so valuable. Why would you need your money back?
Absolutely, and that's I'm only saying it because, well, I'm like I said, this isn't theory. I can offer an unconditional money back guarantee because I know it works.
Right.
because I have this. You know, this list of, I don't know how many dozen or two dozen of testimonials of major life-changing healings and breakthroughs and jobs and money and saving houses and saving business, like over and over and over again, I can say with unquestionable confidence that this works. So, but I also understand that we come up with all manner of excuses to not give ourselves the opportunity to discover what works.
Yeah.
And so I don't want that to be a reason that you look back on and go, that's why I didn't say yes to my yes. So come play with us. Come discover just how good life can be. Come discover just how powerful you really are. Come discover just how many gifts are waiting to be unwrapped in your life.
Wow.
And you will become my next testimonial that's saying things like, Derek did a healing on me, and I've received so many miracles. I was homeless and desperate. Now I have my own apartment. I'm engaged. My prescriptions have gone from 20 to 30 down to 2, and those are disappearing. So, you know, you'll be one of those people that will be able to describe how your life is transformed. So I guess there's even that a selfish thing. I want to have more great testimonials. So, you know, come on.
Right.
And become my next great testimonial.
Fantastic. Wow. That's so awesome. So awesome. Oh, wow. I just, you know, I'm feel, you know, just bubbling with so much energy from all this. I just, you know, kind of in the flow of it. I'm like, to be in this call.
Yeah. And why don't we, in the flow of that, why don't we do that little quantum healing that I talked about?
Okay. Great. You want to take 5 or 10 minutes? Can you do it in 5 or 10 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. It actually won't even take that long.
Okay,
I'm
going
to go in right now and help to activate this energy that we've already got going.
Cool.
So I invite you all just to close your eyes and to come back to that vision of, and it couldn't be that, it can be that one area where you were feeling stuck, and I invited you to envision what it would look like if you were unstuck. Or just I invite you to open up to what if I could truly create the life of my dreams. No holds barred. Not what you think is practical, not what you think you have to do or should do, or even what you think you could do. But what do you deeply, deeply want? Because remember, desire is not a sign of something that's outside of you that you need to go get. It's a sign of something inside of you that's trying to get out. You are pregnant with something. Something's trying to be born through you. So engage that burning desire. Engage that heart's desire unabashedly, unashamedly. You have permission now to just open up your heart and imagine the life of your dreams. Having all that you want, not just enough, but more than enough. contributing all that you want to create and contribute, not just a little, but making the impact that you truly want to make on your life, on your loved ones, on your community, on your clients, colleagues, and on the world. Seeing the impact in the people's eyes as they look at you with tears of gratitude in their eyes, or they shake your hand, you come into your office and you get a standing ovation. You walk down the street and people congratulate you. Just see that everywhere you go, you are met with love and support, congratulations, standing ovations. You don't even have to know why. Just see that you come home and your children or your loved ones, they just run up to you. They're so happy to see you. They just love you and thank you for being in their lives. You don't have to even know why. You walk into your office and, like I said, people just give you a standing ovation and they slap you on the back and shake your hand and congratulate you and just feel the love, feel the support. Your clients send you testimonials or emails of how much you've changed their lives and they're just gushing. Feel how good it feels to have that kind of impact, to be living the purpose, and you don't even have to know why. You don't even have to know the specifics right now if you can't see them. You just see the impact. You see the results. You are living the life. And feel how good that feels. You're activating, you're generating, you're radiating, you're circulating. You are empowered. You are the source. Take a deep breath and feel how that feels. Give yourself permission. And if the mind throws out all the reasons why it can't happen, why it's not possible, don't fight it. Thank it for sharing and just gently put it to the side and come back to that feeling tone, to that vision of possibility, and know that this vision is the truth about you. This is what's awaiting to emerge in your life. That to whatever degree you're feeling it now, that is your true nature. And that is the evidence of the next stage of your own unfoldment. So I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you exhale, let that feeling expand to fill your heart and your chest. And take another deep breath. And as you exhale, let it expand to fill your whole body. And one more deep breath. And as you exhale, let it expand to radiate beyond you, filling and radiating every area of your life, every person. And I want you to take it one step further this time than we did before and hold your hands out with your palms facing forward and imagine the planet now in front of you like a small ball. As you take another deep breath, feel that now this energy is coming down through the top of your head, mingling with the energy in your heart, radiating down your arms, and saturating the planet. And just see and feel that you are now a source that is saturating and blessing everyone on the planet. If there's any particular hot spots or any areas that are important to you, you see those in your mind's eye. And feel what it feels like to be a channel of such abundance, of such grace, of such love, of such power. And know now that all of your current clients, colleagues, contacts, loved ones, all of your future clients-to-be, all the people that are meant to be a part of your life and you're meant to exchange wealth and abundance and opportunity with, that most of them are on the planet right now. And as you are radiating this energy, see and feel that you are blessing and connecting with all of them. Future loved ones, future colleagues, clients, they're all here. And in this energetic flow right now, you are totally on purpose, on course, and on track. Energetically speaking, you are now congruent. And see and feel that right now you're already being a blessing and a beneficial presence to all of them, even though they don't know your name yet, even though they're not in your physical experience yet. You are now on the same energetic wavelength. And see and feel that in that space now, whatever needs to unfold, whatever needs to shift, the guidance, the direction, the compelling right action is now, because it's living on that station, that's what's being broadcast. You're being drawn to them, they're being drawn to you. The right actions, the right decisions, the right opportunities, the right relationships, it all lives at this frequency. And now you're tuned in, and now it's all unfolding in your life in perfect time and in perfect order. Feel that as you continue to radiate. And now bring your hands back to your heart to complete the circuit again. And just affirm yourself like never before. Love yourself up. People treat you the way you train them to treat you based on how you treat yourself. People don't pay you what they think you're worth. They pay you what you think you're worth. So now as you're loving yourself up, just affirm yourself like never before. And you can speak your name. You, Jenith, are. You, Bob, are. You, Susie, are. And then just affirm the heaven out of yourself. You are an amazing, gorgeous, beautiful, powerful, brilliant expression of life. I love and respect and appreciate you. I see who you really are, and you are awesome. Just affirm yourself like that. As I now drop down into this quantum field, into this field of grace, of this quantum energy, where we are all absolutely one energetically. I am right where you are, and you are right where I am energetically. So what I am knowing right now is being activated right where each and every individual is that's listening. There's no time or space in the quantum field. Right where you are, all the power and the presence, the love, the wisdom, the genius, the wealth, the health of the universe is fully present, fully available. Nothing is hindering, delaying, denying, or blocking it. And the very word that I'm speaking now is stirring that divinity into activity. It's striking that mystic chord of memory. It's dissolving and disintegrating the false concepts, the hypnotic suggestions that would tell you that you're separate from your good, that you're separate from each other, that you're separate from the source, that you're broken or damaged or lacking or missing. No more. That false concept, that hypnotic spell is being absolutely dissolved now. As I snap my fingers energetically, you are being woken up to the truth that you are a unique, dynamic, all-powerful, all-knowing expression of infinite beauty and abundance and bliss and ecstasy. You are a bliss machine. You are a wealth creator. You are a divine instrument of such love and transformation. Your light shines so brightly that when people see you, they have to wear sunglasses in your presence. This is the truth about you that I'm knowing, that I'm activating. And it is dissolving the lies because it's all energy. And this energetic frequency trumps the old energetic frequencies of lack, limitation, worry, doubt, and fear. As you raise your frequency from 32 degrees, the ice effortlessly melts. You don't have to solve it. You can't solve the problem, but as you evolve energetically, it dissolves. I've lifted the frequency now. Feel that. And all those problems are even now dissolving. They cannot live at this higher frequency. Take a nice deep breath. And what I know is that in this new frequency, in this new station that we're now tuned into, you are receptive to a new broadcast, a new message, a new story, new music that is inspiring and transforming, healing and uplifting, that is guiding and directing every step of your life. Every step now is ordered by divine guidance, by clarity and compelling right action. Oh, new opportunities and relationships are showing up now. You couldn't stop it if you wanted. It's so good, it must be true. Just when things get good, they get even better. Every time I turn around, I'm being blessed. Everywhere I look, something good is happening. Everywhere I go, people are loving and supporting me. The whole universe is conspiring for my good. This is the truth. And this is what we're tuned into now. And mighty miracles must unfold from this consciousness. I just give thanks for this new awareness. I'm so grateful for this time to connect with these kindred spirits. And I know that something wonderful, something amazing is happening. And we are all no longer anticipating it, but fully participating in it. And so it is. Thank you, everyone, for taking part in that.
Wow. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. yummy.
Yes, indeed. Life is good. So, yeah. Come play with us. Come play with us. And if that resonated with you, there's so much more where that came from.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
You are welcome.
All right, you guys. The link again, it's a big yellow special offer link. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. Just going to leave it with that. Wow, Derek, thank you so much. Thank
You're
you
so welcome.
Much. If you, anything else that you feel that needs to be said before we wrap up this call?
where do you go from up? Yeah, I mean, the last thing, what I want to leave you all with is a couple things. One is, if you're feeling resonance, that is that emerging impulse. And the way that your life evolves is by feeling that inner yes and stepping out on it. And saying yes to it. And if you wait for things to feel good or look different outside of you, like I said before, you'll be waiting forever. It's kind of like in the movie Indiana Jones when he has to cross that chasm. And it says there's a bridge of faith there, but there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. It's actually called the bridge of faith or the path of God. And only when he steps out on it, when he steps out on the seeming nothingness, does it begin to appear beneath his feet. And ultimately, that's what living a life of awakened wealth is about, getting in touch with that inner yes, that inner resonance. There's something here. And then stepping out on it through your conversation and your action, even before the conditions seem to support it. And then you bring the new condition into your life. That bridge appears beneath your feet. That's actually how it works. It's the opposite of how we've been taught. Because remember, life doesn't happen to you. It happens through you and as you. You are the answer you've been waiting for. You are the salvation you've been looking for. You are the solution you've been trying to find. And so as you hear that inner yes today, if you hear it, if it's resonating with you, I invite you to say yes to it and come play with us so that we can begin to reveal and unfold that bridge from where you are to where you are truly meant to be. And if you take nothing else away from this call, take this. What I said in that prayer about you is the truth about you. It's not a hope. It's not a wish. It's the truth. You are magnificent and powerful and gorgeous and brilliant and so good that if you were to really see a glimpse of who you are, as Rumi said, you would fall to your knees and worship yourself. And I want you to take that away and begin to hold yourself and treat yourself that way every day. And the world will literally unfold at your feet. I love and appreciate you all, and I look forward to playing with you some more. Stay inspired.
Thank you for being the best part of the Real Raw You podcast. For more information and more guests, join us at realrawyou.com/podcast. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realrawyou.